Well, howdy, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and sitting right across the campfire from me over there on a log is Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. Larry, are you ready to talk hunting with all of our friends?
You know, I think if there's one thing in this world that I do halfway decent, it is talk hunting. I may not be a good hunter sometimes, but at least I can talk it back.
Well, it's all about the being out there, man, and I've hunted with you enough. Yeah, I know you are a good hunter. But, you know, about this time last year, I want to tell a funny story. And this is, if you spend much time in the outdoors, it's stuff like this happens. Larry, you remember, you and I were down in Freestone County. We were setting up at a stand called the Crossroads up on a hill. We were deer hunting, and the deer didn't work, so I had this little standalone unit called a waggler. And I put this out. We were going to do some little varmint hunting late in the morning. The deer had quit moving. Well, this waggler's got a little tail on it, and you remotely activate it, and it's got some really good sounds. It sounds just like an injured rabbit or a bird. Okay, well, we're up there, folks, Larry and I, in this box blind, and I'd only hunted out of it once or twice. Larry had never been in it. We're up there, and we were having a big time, you know, and activating our waggler out there. It was sitting about 75 yards away. Well, we did not successfully call up anything, but we didn't care either. We were just killing a little time. And we said, breakfast was about time to get back to camp, you know. And I said, Larry, what do you say we ease on out here? And Larry, you want to tell it from here?
No, you're right on cue. I think there was somebody else there with you. I don't think that was me with you, was it?
Oh, yes. That was Mr. Whitetail.
Tell the rest of it, by golly.
Anyway, I'm back here by the door. It's a box blind made out of plywood, right? Well, I take my elbow, and I'm just going to push this blind door open a little bit. It didn't open. What had happened when we got in there 30 minutes before daylight that morning, that hasp had fallen down and trapped us. We were trapped in this deer blind, and we were coming out. I mean, between Larry and I, it's probably 500 pounds. So that blind wasn't going to keep us in there. We were coming out if we had to knock a window out. But I pushed. I was embarrassed, Larry. I tell you what, I said, you know, I thought, my gosh, man, I've trapped us in a deer blind. How did we get out of that thing? You know, open the window. And used your tripod, if I'm not mistaken.
My shooting sticks, my bog pod.
Your bog pod there, and hit that somehow. I couldn't see it. That is proof positive that if you spend a lot of time in the outdoors.
We did. I'll tell you what, we laughed so hard that I don't think we could have called up anything in that area for the next day or so, and I doubt very seriously that any of the deer that were left there after we quit laughing would have come in, and they were probably standing out in the brush laughing at us as well. But
I bet everybody listening to us too, Larry, can recall things just like that happened. And
you're exactly right.
You killed a management buck the next day on that hunt. Got some footage for your whatever you were doing for your show. But you know what? Looking back on that hunt, that's what we both remember more than the deer you killed or anything else. It's about the funny, enjoyable times that you can have when you're in the outdoors. You know what?
You know what? It really is. I mean, we're coming on it. We're just about to talk about coming on the time of varmint hunting. And right now is a great time to do that. By golly, we use electronic call or use a mouth bone call, but It's the time that you spend in the outdoors with your friends and family that you remember the most when it's all said and done. And I mean, that's going to be one of those times. I've told that story numerous times. They go, now, who are you with? And I said, Luke Clayton. I know who Luke Clayton is. You hear him on the radio all the time. He said, y'all were stuck where?
Well, it happened. Well, Larry, I tell you what, man, I could ramble on with you, and I have many times, but I guess it's time to kick the old coals around in our campfire, put our fire out, and get a good night's sleep, get up early in the morning, and go varmint hunting. What do you say?
I think that sounds like the perfect plan. It's the ideal time of the year to do so.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade. New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again. And Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.